At the beginning of the year, deal after deal for vaccines fell through for the South African government. Then, when it finally got millions of AstraZeneca jabs, they weren't effective against the highly infectious variant in South Africa and were sold to other countries. When the state received 500,000 J&J shots, the FDA temporarily suspended their use, following concerns the vaccine caused blood clots. Now the country's lost 2 million J&J shots contained at the port of Gqeberha. Abeda Williams is spokesperson for J&J South Africa.
What will happen to the doses? So we're going to destroy all the product that has been earmarked by the regulatory authorities, and we're not going to give it to any country. What is good for one country must be good for all countries. We don't feel it's fair to give it to a country, even if they would want to accept it. So we none of those back.
J&J contracted Aspen Pharmacare to package the vaccines in Gqeberha. Aspen's senior executive, Stavros Nicolaou, confirmed to VOA that other than the South African allocation of 2 million, there were several million more that were supposed to have been used across Africa. Williams says these will also be destroyed.
We've been cautious. All the batches are not contaminated. There was one batch that was contaminated that was destroyed, and the other batches, we've just been cautious that we'd rather not send them out.
She declined to disclose the exact quantity of vaccines to be destroyed or to name all African countries affected.
We've contained the issue. We're working with the governments. We're looking at our supply chain. How we communicate to the public has to be cautious, because there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy. And if we scare the public, they're not going to take any vaccine, which is not going to be helpful.
Some scientists have called the J&J jab a game changer for the continent. It's the only vaccine that doesn't require a second booster injection. It also doesn't need super cold refrigeration. But the US FDA has shut the Baltimore plant that was set to produce 220 million J&J shots for Africa, effectively ending the continent's supply until J&J is able to bolster production elsewhere. Fatima Hassan, a lawyer who heads the Health Justice Initiative, says J&J owes South Africa an immediate supply of 2 million FDA-approved vaccines.
The U.S. government funded the research for Johnson & Johnson. The U.S. government has the ability and the power within its own domestic rules and context to actually take action against Johnson & Johnson. And I think that Johnson & Johnson owes the South African public, as well as the rest of Africa, an explanation and I think also an apology.
Hassan says the loss of millions of J&J vaccines in Africa will undoubtedly cause thousands of deaths.
The facts playing out on the ground shows a dire situation of a lack of access, not just in South Africa, but the rest of Africa. And we relied on companies that told us that they've got it under control, that they have enough manufacturers, that they have enough supplies, that they will be able to meet all of our demands. But clearly, we put too much faith in the market and we put too much faith in the CEOs of these companies, and they've really let us down.
William says the FDA has approved 300,000 doses of its vaccine for use in South Africa, and those will be delivered later this week. The US government has also pledged to send stocks of Pfizer jabs to the country. G7 country leaders have promised 870 million vaccines to poorer nations. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.